The gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Led Zeppelin. That wasn't even Black Dew, Arkansas. That was the name they played under, though, last night. That was Husker Du. This is Maximum R&R. I'm Tim.
Yeah, but here is not Tim. It's me again. This time again from Leipzig, located in the former German Democratic Republic, with a radio issue. Punk songs were being played on the radio since 1976, at least. Only it was radio DJs belonging to another generation who would play them. John Peel, for example, in London, he was born 1939, being part of pirate radio broadcasts like the Perfumed Garden in 1967 already, then being part also of the BBC. Radio wasn't so easily accessible to punks mostly. There were pirate radio stations in Europe in the late 70s and community radio or college radio in the US, but it wasn't as easy as gluing together a fanzine or putting together a compilation tape. And there was a different generation putting together the illegal pirate radio transmitters, more the long-haired guys, I think. I read through some early punk fanzines for radio as a topic, and I even found some instructions for constructing pirate radio transmitters, for example, in the fanzine Spargel 1980 in Hannover, Western Germany. But there was a stronger pirate radio movement in countries like Italy or the Netherlands in Europe. So I will play some songs by punks who also did radio in this MRR radio show. That's a topic. But of course, I start also with MRR in itself. As we all know, it all started as a radio show in April 1977 with radio personalities like Tim Johannon, Al Ennis, Rick Scott, for example, Ruth Schwartz, then a bit later, Yellow Biafra and Jeff Bale were involved. But we want to start with the song I played at first. That was a song by Husker Du and Bob Mould. Their singer wasn't part of MRR as a radio DJ, but he was part of another station as a radio DJ, that is WMCN. In his memoirs, See a Little Light, he is describing the situation. On May 13, 1979, we played our first gig as Husker Du. Back to campus in September 1979, I became the late night Saturday DJ at WMCN-FM. On occasion, I experimented with sound collage by mixing and overlaying disparate records at different speeds. That's a thing everyone probably has done. But the song in itself, Signals from Above, doesn't have something to do with radio, but it could. And I tried to find some other songs that had something to do with the early days of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I found Middle Class, a band from Santa Ana, Orange County. They had been played at least in a show from 1980. I found an old tape on the internet We will listen to their song Out of Vogue now. And then after that, we will listen to the Fruity Dads, who were on the MRR compilation, Not So Quiet on the Western Front, that was accompanied by print issue number one. And on the back cover, the 10 radio stations were listed that at that time hosted MRR radio show at the local KPFR, Tuesdays 8 to 10 p.m. And then we will listen to Die Kreuzen, that's a band from Milwaukee, and we will listen to their song No Time. They were also part of the MRR radio shows with a live interview in 1983, I think. And we'll listen to Dead Kennedys, because Yellow Biafra was also host of the MRR radio show from 1980 onwards, I think.
Can you hear the people cry? The cost of living's rising and I'm too young to die. Government, don't listen to what they say, 'cause if you do, a war is what they'll put you in today. Training camp with the other boys and lots of new toys. And then you'll learn to shoot a gun and drop a bomb and kill and kill and kill and kill and kill. And you and the other G.I. Joes will be marching off to war.
About Milwaukee.
It's a town.
There's a lot of beer there.
Pretty industrial. There's a lot of like factories and just general industry.
It's been called the machine shop of the world.
So it must be kind of down and out these days.
Creusen und Milwaukee. Italy, which also had an interesting pirate radio scene.
The Italian situation in the 70s may be defined as a situation of social unrest, of widespread unemployment, and creation of new forms of cultural and political organization. In that period, something new happens at the level of communication, and the novelty is the spread of free radios. Radio Alice, it's very much influenced by the punk culture, which was coming from London in that very period, in summer 76. So London was an important reference for the group of people who were doing Radio Alice.
That was Franco Berardi on Italian radio. Radio Alice, for example, was an Italian free radio broadcasting from Bologna at the end of the 70s. It started transmitting in 1976, and as it explained, it was influenced by punk. And one of their radio DJs was Helena Velena, a radio DJ that also had a punk band, that was the band Rough Punk. From them, we will listen to a song, Contra la Pace, Contra la Guerra. And we will listen to another band, Propeggio Punks, with their song Solitudine. And their singer, Alberto Pisani, also had a punk band, Peggio Punks, and was also a radio DJ at Radio West. Radio West was a radio station in Alessandria. And the third song we listen is from the band I Refuse It, the song Frecce Avvelenate sul Comitato Disastri, and they were guest at MRR Radio in 1983, visiting San Francisco.
degli all'indice incominciato e in ginocchio e in bocca per tutti. Le teste sono fatte inoffensive, accuccia le vostre canne per tornare tra sacchine. Questa voglia si sentire, sarete dannati, e il verdetto è scritto e voi siete incontrati. Perché si affaticano dopo l'invasione, sarò scoperti con tutte le esecuzioni. I vostri canne infatti sono un grande errore, sono mai piaciuti, si divino le forme. Voi il problema, noi l'invasione, voi condannati e noi la soluzione. Voi il problema, noi l'invasione, voi condannati e noi la soluzione. Metti fuori, c'è solo pendenti, un effetto al collo e gli eserciti incendi. Portano le frecce, avanzano vincenti. Porta le frecce, non le fatti disastri. Avanzano vincenti, freccia vuole d'arco, comitato disastri! Freccia vuole d'arco, comitato disastri!
That's a band called I Refuse It. From Florence, yeah. Italy. Stefano, the lead singer of that band, is here visiting San Francisco.
We are one of the few bands that play hardcore music in Italy because play hardcore music in Italy is very difficult. A lot of punks in Italy, too, they come from the movement of 1977, you know? 1977 was in Italy a period of riots.
Similar riots took place in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, for example. There were also pirate radio stations that were situated in squatted houses, like, for example, Radio de Vrije Kaiser, that was situated in the squatted complex, the Grote Kaiser in Amsterdam, and was starting broadcasting on January 1980. And there I found an interview with group The X from that scene. And then we listened also to a band that was included in a radio tape from Radio Dood. That was a free radio also from Amsterdam. It was active in 1985 and also present in Maximum Rock and Roll somehow. And we listened there to the band BTD, Behind the Dykes, with the song. And then we also listened to the group Rondos, which were also active in Rotterdam. We hear their song Countdown and Twist.
Luistert, is een ongeïnteresseerde slappeling.
Yeah. waiting turns me on. I turn waiting into action. Violence turns me on. I turn violence into energy. War turns me on. I turn war in revolution. One, two, three, go.
It is not music. We try to make music not as entertainment. And then the difference between Rondos and X, what is, well, I can say that what we do in the X now, we learned a lot with Rondos.
Who was singing at this last song? That was the group Chainsaw from Brussels in Belgium, and the song was Zero's Guts. And he was also involved in a Brussels pirate radio called Radio Alternative, and was also very active in the time in 1976 in Belgium. Now we go to London and to difficult situation in England. There was, of course, John Peel as part of the Radio BBC with his John Peel show. But that was, as I explained in the beginning, another generation. But he also was very important for the punks because he played their songs. And then there were some pirate radio stations, for example, the Dread Broadcasting Corporation, pirate station that played mainly reggae, but also The Clash were guest DJs sometime there. Also, there was Phoenix Radio, where there was some punks or people from Rough Trade, for example, playing things, or Tony Fletcher from the jamming fan scene. John Peel was important because he played the Ramones for the first time in May 1976, but he also played the Crass for the first time in June 1979. So we hear now a song by Crass. That is the song Shaved Women.
Shaved Women collaborator.
And now we change the place again to Western Berlin in the 1970s, 1980s. There was a band, Mechanik Destruktiv Kommando, that was also being played at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio Show. We hear their song Rohe Gewalt. And their singer, Volker Hauptvogel, was also part of a pirate radio station, Radio Utopia, in 1979, 1980. And he describes the situation in his novel Fleischer's Blues. And then we play a song that was being played on DT64, that was the official youth radio program.